You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 83, Movies We Hate.
Ba't mo naisip ito?
Eh, medyo matagal na rin tayo hindi nag-pop culture na topic.
Yeah.
So, balik pop culture tayo ngayon.
Yan lang ba yung reason? Sabihin mo yung totoo.
Yung totoo is, na-inspire ako dun sa Instagram stories mo. May nagtanong sa'yo, Podpal ba yun or friend?
Parang hindi. Oh.
Tinanong na, what are the movies that you hate? Tapos, sumagot ka.
Mm.
Naisip ko, pucha, gusto ko rin sana may magtanong sa akin nun. Gusto ko siyang sagutin. Kasi magandang tanong siya. And madalas tinatanong sa atin, di ba, what's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Tell me your favorite movie and I'll tell you who you are. Di ba, usually ganun.
Really?
Forget about horoscope signs. Tell me your favorite movie and I'll tell you who you are. Ngayon,
and sabi nga ng high fidelity, di ba? It's not
what you're like, it's what you like.
You like.
And ngayon, it's not what you like, it's what you hate.
Yes.
Tell me what you hate and I'll tell you who you are.
Yeah.
So this is a thought experiment again. You will tell me movies that you really hate and I will tell you who you are. I will tell you what qualities about yourself best reflect those movies you hate.
So may for some form of psychoanalysis and shit.
Eh may ano naman tayo eh, di ba? Medyo may pagka-amateur psychoanalyst tayo eh. Dito sa Telebaba Tapes.
I guess. Baka, well, I think Podpals should just take whatever we say with a grain of salt and just be reminded this is just, you know, entertainment, informal expressions. Anyway, go ahead. Okay, game.
Okay, but first, bago lahat.
Oh.
I wanna talk about bad movies.
Okay.
What is the difference between a bad movie and a movie that you hate? Kasi yun naisip ko eh. There are bad movies that I actually enjoy. Especially me. I'm a fan of B-movies. I'm a fan of, you know, me and Pinoy fantaseries and teleseries. Yung B-movie goodness, di ba?
And na-realize ko, parang we have to differentiate like bad movies from the movies we hate. Kasi shameless plugging. We also have a different episode on movie criticism naman with Richard. So we're not here to do like, what is a bad movie? Yung ganon, di tayo magturo ng movie criticism sa episode na to, di ba?
Pero you know what I mean? Yung discussion. Bad movies, yung parang campy,
oh, yun nga.
Cheesy.
So let's define first, what's the difference between like bad movies
kasi
and
ito,
the movies that we hate?
Be forewarned, Podpal, sa makikinig. Yung mga o-cry namin dito, hindi naman o-cry, yung mga sasabihin namin na hindi namin masyadong nagustuhan na movies, mga award winners to. And
oh, not
critically acclaimed. Most of them are critically acclaimed or if not,
well-loved.
Well-loved by critics and our friends.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So ano nga, what is the difference? Bad movie.
I don't enjoy all bad movies. I enjoy some bad movies.
Okay.
And yun, may mga bad movies na nai-elevate dahil number one, it's super bad.
Okay.
Or number two, they nararamdaman mo that they were really trying hard.
So ano nga muna yung bad movie?
Sige, for example, a bad movie versus a movie that I hate.
Hindi pa to yung ano mo official list mo.
Kasi ito, there's a bad movie that I hate also.
Oo.
Ikaw rin, di ba?
Yeah.
There are campy movies, bad quote unquote bad movies
or critically bombed movies
or Rotten Tomatoes
na mababa,
rotten talaga na sobrang trip ko.
Kaya nga, so ano muna kayong bad?
Example. Example of a really bad movie that I really like.
Mm. The Room?
Yes. Tommy Wiseau's The Room. Yun ang epitome ng so bad,
bad
it became good.
Oh, naging
matatawa
ano,
ka talaga.
Cult classic.
Oh, ikaw?
I guess yung pinaka madaling sabihing bad movie ay yung mga technically flawed. Diba? Like The Room.
Yeah.
One bad, quote-unquote, bad movie na favorite ko ay The Happiness of the Katakuris. It's a Japanese movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever I share it with other people, they get annoyed. Kasi parang, ano ba to? Ang gulo-gulo. Ano ba to? Walang incoherent yung flow. Hindi ko maintindihan yung genre. Kasi ano siya? Pinapanood ko ba to sa'yo?
Napanood ko na yun.
O yan, di ba yung premise niya kasi dark? A family opened a resort sa paanan ng Mount Fuji. Tapos, yung mga customers nila nagsusuicide. Pero dun sa suicide, di ba, pag nakikita nila yung body, may dance number. Kasi it's a horror slash comedy musical. Tapos may weird claymation pa. And I absolutely loved it. But most people I share the movie with, hindi nila magets. Like, well, either wala silang reaction or wala silang parang ayaw nila. Or ayaw nila pag-usapan na lang with me.
Yung Japanese filmmakers kasi,
oh,
madaling makalusot sa bad movies eh. Kasi
inherently,
inherently eccentric na yung ano nila, premises nila kaagad.
I guess.
Tsaka B-movie na kaagad yung, kung Japanese movie, may element na ng B-movie kaagad eh.
Not necessarily.
Well, yung mga Akira Kurosawa, of course.
Tsaka, yung mga nagko-compete sa mga festivals, definitely.
Pero karamihan. Mga 20% yun. 80% kahit anime or live action adaptation of a manga comic, di ba? Weird na kaagad yun. Tsaka may B-movie element na kaagad.
I guess yun, yung bad movie. But you know what, guys? Please watch it. Maybe I'll find someone who I can talk to about it.
Mm-mm.
Because I really love that movie.
What about Pinoy movies? Pinoy, bad Pinoy movies.
Alam mo, surprisingly, na-enjoy ko yung mga Vice Ganda movies. Like, pinanood
ko
sila
sa
Netflix.
Ano?
Although gusto ko yung Vice Ganda with Aure. Because maybe fan ako ni Aura. Yung, as in, you have this, parang, you have Vice Ganda na parang, kumbaga siya yung parang medyo, hindi, siya na yung sikat na representation ng budding sa Pilipinas, di ba?
Mm.
And then you have this child, si Aura, na budding din siya. Tapos sinasabayan niya talaga si Vice Ganda. So, I enjoy their banter. So, na-enjoy ko siya.
Mm. That's okay.
Yun.
Ako, I was watching last week, movie ni Lito Lapid, San Basilio. Parang superhero siya sa West. Na
Pinoy Western.
Oo. Tapos ano talaga, yun yung infamous movie na meron siyang ginawang stunt.
Mm.
Yung kumuha siya, may dalawang tumatakbo, tapos kumuha siya ng baril.
Mm.
Linagay niya yung kutsilyo niya sa harap ng baril.
Mm.
Tapos yung bala, nag-divide into two. Tinamaan yung dalawang tumatakbo. Kasi isa na lang yung bala niya.
Oh my God.
So yun, pinanood ko.
Eh, enjoy.
Ang ganda
enjoy
niya.
Enjoy mga ganun eh. Oh.
Super campy.
Yeah.
Pero, ang sarap niyang panoorin. Yun.
Mahilig ako sa ganyan eh. Like,
Shake, Rattan and Roll series?
No, I also like yung random barilan lang. Like, mayroon favorite Netflix film, Anna. Like, alam mo yung movie that's taking itself so seriously. But it's action that's not very serious. Yung parang inane.
Ayun, actually, isa pa yun.
Gusto
isang
ko yung mga inane yun. Barilan eh. Kasi parang, wow. Tsaka may isang ano eh. I forget the movie. It's a Ryan Reynolds movie. Tapos andun si Dave Franco. Kasi yung first few minutes niya, car chase all over Florence. And sobrang, wow.
Wow.
But, yun nga, you just watch it for that sequence.
Tsaka isa pa, sorry, you watch bad movies.
Ano?
Kung pagod na yung utak mo, no, napansin ko.
Yeah.
Hindi ka manonood ng Oscar
movie. Like, naghanap yung brain mo ng trashy, di ba?
Oo. Oh. may ganong mode ako na kung trashy TV, yung pinapanood ko, Legends of Tomorrow, or any CW show.
I love CW.
As in, nare-relax ako. Kasi, lahat ng intellectualizing ko na ginagawa buong araw, nawawala.
Oh,
nare-relax ako.
Oh,
yung so bad, this is so good.
May ganyan din, like Emily in Paris, ganyan. Sobrang parang, what's
so,
this?
Going back, anong kinaibahan nun sa movie that you actually hate? Ako, ang sagot ko dyan ay personal yung movie
syempre,
that I hate.
Personal siya.
Gets mo. Tsaka yung quality, whether it's an Oscar nominee or an Oscar winner.
Or auteur pa yung gumawa niyan.
Ganun. Or 100% yung rating sa Rotten Tomato, pwede kong ma-hate yan.
Yeah.
Pwede kong kainisan yan.
And we are allowed to hate movies that a lot of people love.
Yeah. Of course.
Parang dapat
na, and we're also allowed to love movies that a lot of people hate.
Kaya, I think, refreshing for me yung conversation na to. Kasi, katulad ng sagot ko nga sa Instagram, question and answer. It took me a lot of, alam mo yun, courage. Shit, sasagutin ko ba? Ipa-public ko ba? Ipa-private answer ko lang ba? It takes a little courage.
Yeah, it takes guts.
Kasi, alam mo, parang hot take shit siya. Yung,
actually,
pwede ka ma-perceive na tayo na pretentious nito.
Pwede kang pwede kang, you can hate on a movie if the majority of your friends or the majority of the population hate the movie.
Madali
siya. Example, Morbius, di ba? Morbius.
Or Batman versus Superman.
Oo, madali.
So, wala tayo pag-usapan.
Pero sabihin mo, di ba, gusto mo yung The Last Jedi, patay tayo.
I love The Last Jedi so much. But, hindi, yun nga. Actually, ang daming nag-react dun sa sagot ko. Na parang na-realize ko, may social implication or may social aspect to saying, I don't like this movie. Kasi, kunwari, yun nga, hindi generally hated yung mga sinabi ko. Ang dami kong friends na nag-react na, but I love that movie.
Hindi, tsaka
but
isa pa.
That, yung parang, shoot, if they really supposed love, to agree.
If they really love that movie, tapos sinabi mo, I hate that movie.
May hurt na
parang
hindi.
Nasaktan sila ng konti kasi part of their soul
love
is
nila yun
inside
eh.
That movie.
Oh.
Nahanap nila yung sarili nila rin eh. That's a sacred text for them.
But I also found myself in that,
hating
in those
that,
movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you
I
found
know.
Your hate in that.
Yeah. And, yun nga, kunento ko dun sa isa kong, friend. I consider him my friend, but newly hired teammate. Kaya kabahan pa ako parang, shit, magka-opposite kami. Baka hate na ako nito as a teammate. But anyway, objective naman din siya. I mean, mature naman yung conversation. But, ayun nga, parang, it's interesting to talk about it. Kasi you kind of feel either rejected or fearful or like, yun. But he asked me, ano yung basis ko of disliking or hating these movies? Mm. Ano yung, like what I told you, physical yung reaction ko when, dun sa movies na yun na mention ko. As in physical. Yun yung isang indication ko na probably I hate this movie.
Mm.
Like,
nag-walk out ka?
Hindi walk out. I rarely walk out. Actually, I haven't walked out.
Tatapusin mo talaga kahit hate.
Tinatapos ko siya. Pero alam mo yung right after, as in either nakaklench yung fist ko or ang tense ng jaw ko, ganun. Or like nasusuka ako. Ganun, as in may
kumbaga,
disgust.
Kumbaga nire-reject na nung katawan mo yung
nire-reject talaga siya ng katawan ko.
Oh my God, this is an interesting episode. This is a very interesting episode.
But go on.
Now, second question. Does your opinion about movies change after rewatching?
Yes.
So may movie ka na hindi mo trip dati, tapos yung pinanood mo, not so bad.
Yes, and meron ding baliktad.
Ako rin, actually. Yeah. So ako, an example of a movie that
you know,
I hated when I first watched it. And then, after a successive watch, sabi ko, it's not so bad. Okay pala.
Ano?
Art School Confidential.
I love Art School Confidential.
Terry Zwigoff. I hated it. Ang pangit ng reviews noon. Tapos na-realize ko, ang taas pala ng expectations ko masyado. Tapos, yung bumaba yung expectations ko, pinanood ko lang siya as a comedy na mababaw, pampalipas oras. I was actually having fun.
Mm.
Yung kabaliktaran naman noon, yung movie na sobrang paborito ko dati, tapos yung pinanood ko ngayon, parang, no.
Ano?
Forrest Gump. Na parang, lalo na ngayon, di ba, ang dami ng video essays. Tapos, target pa siya ng mga stand-up comedians yung Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
Tama eh, parang it's a movie about abuse.
Yeah.
An abusive woman named Jenny.
Yeah.
In abuse.
Well, abused din naman si Jenny.
Yeah, pero it's okay na. It's a movie about abuse.
Na ni-romanticize.
Na rin-romanticize, oo. Mm. Parang two people with mental illnesses, basically. Mm. Na destroying each other's lives, basically.
Yeah.
Tapos may anak pa sila. None of them should be parents, to be honest. Diba?
I guess.
Di talaga.
Oh. Mm.
Hindi mo pa nga alam kung anak ni Forrest Gump si Forrest Jr.
Oh, hindi.
Well, it's a fucked up movie.
I barely remember it.
Ayun. Oh, ikaw naman.
Okay, sige. So, Star Wars muna tayo. Kasi gusto ko, yung mga sagot ko though, as in, ang dami kong mapupok na ano.
Are these the prequels? You like the prequels?
No. Okay, first movie, The Force Awakens. Like, first watch, I loved it. Diba, ni-rewatch pa natin on IMAX.
Yes.
But the third time I watched it, I fucking hated it.
Like, why?
I hated it so much.
Interesting.
I hated it. I thought it was lazy. Like, ano to? Per beat lang to ng ano, hope eh. You know, parang, what? Yan. Ito na yung second. On reverse, first watch ko lo ng Last Jedi, naiirita lang ako. Like, naiirita ako kay Poe Dameron, ganun. As in, like, naiirita ako sa mga things. And then, I reflected more and I watched it again. And then, I realized, me being annoyed at the men is part of the experience. Yun, that's the point of the movie. Yun. And then, ito yung, oh my God. Sasabihin siguro, i-judge siguro ako ng mga bros ngayon.
Okay.
Na parang, fuck this girl, ganun. Okay. Initially, love ko siya. Like, fan. But now, I hate it.
Mm.
The Dark Knight.
The Christopher Nolan one.
Yes.
Movie number two.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, first watch, parang, wow, galing ni Heath Ledger. Wow, this is like the best Batman. Ganon. Like, yeah, militarization ni Batman. Ganyan. Feels so real. And then I watched it again. Parang,
corny?
But di niya malingon yung leg niya? Like, ba't ang bagal ng lahat? Like, hirap na hirap siyang lumakad dun sa suit niya. So, parang, why is everything so serious?
Strangely, like, idol ko, aminado ako ang idol ko si Christopher Nolan dati. Pero parang looking back, may pagkabaduy siya, ano?
Oo nga, hindi nag-age well si Christopher Nolan.
Baduy niya, no? Tsaka parang, ito yung usapan natin.
Sabi ko pa dati, favorite director ko si Christopher Nolan. Tapos ngayon parang
hindi pala. It's Christopher Nolan is the answer. Kung tanungin mo mga atinista, sinong favorite director nila?
At saka ay favorite movie mo. Parang,
The Dark
yeah,
Knight.
I'm a film buff. I love film. I love Batman. Okay. Film Awakening niya yung Batman.
Ay, malay mo.
Dark Knight Rises. Okay, fine. I'm being a snob. But, you know, when I rewatched The Dark Knight Rises, it's like,
it's
just so taking itself so seriously.
Gets,
So, nagigets ko tuloy yung why so serious. But, you know, even you, Joker,
why so serious, Christopher?
Is taking yourself so seriously. Like, kaya nagustuhan ko yung The Batman. Kasi yun talaga, as in parang,
actually,
the twilightization of Batman.
Okay, good. Ako kasi si Christopher Nolan, kung isipin mo, parang may ending kabisote vibes na yung mga movies niya, di ba?
Sobrang lang yung serious. Like,
especially in The Dark Knight Rises, di ba? May ano na eh. Enting kabisote logic.
Although gusto ko yun, The
yeah,
Dark
ako rin.
Knight
kasi
Rises.
Ganun na nga. Kasi
parang,
dun sa tatlo, yun yung pinakasili eh.
Okay, parang,
yung parang, magkasige, lahat na ilagay dyan. Game.
Oh.
MMFF, di ba?
MMFF vibes na. Which
I like.
Gusto ko yun.
Kasi yung gusto ko sa MMFF, you know me, kung tuwing December, di ba? Nung wala pang pandemic, I go to the mall and watch MMFF.
Yeah.
Kasi, yung todo bigay, alam mong pangit, pero todo bigay. Yun yung gusto ko eh.
Eh, once a week lang, once a year lang tayo sinusupport ng, ano, ng government at saka ng, ano, ng cinemas, di ba? Na wala tayong kalabang Hollywood. Todo na to.
Yung, di ba, madalas natin sa vernacular natin.
Ano?
Madalas kong sabihin yung ending kabisote vibes.
Uh-oh.
Yun yung gusto ko. Yun yung hinahanap ko.
Yeah.
Na, tinapos, linagay lahat ng trip.
Oh.
Linagay lahat ng genre. mula ano mula apo hanggang lolo lola magigets uh-huh. yung movie. Yun gusto ko yung
unapologetically ano na commercial and clear. Diba?
Yung CW actually every mm-hmm. CW series is an ending kabisote vibe movie.
GMA nga is a CW.
Yes, I saw the trailer for Lolong. Oh my God.
Ay, gusto ko siya. Interesting premise.
Winner siya.
Interesting premise.
And conceptualized by Jessica Soho.
Interesting premise.
Interesting premise. Tapos, mm-hmm. merong crocodile surfing.
Wow.
Yung bida, nakasakay sa crocodile.
Hmm.
Parang surfboard yung crocodile.
Good visual.
Pero naka-Chuck Taylor siya. Tsaka naka-fingerless gloves.
Good visual, I guess.
Okay, ako sana nakapaano lang. Tapos, mas native
funny,
siya.
But that's the fun.
Ito parang, ano siya? Parang Michael Jackson na
it's
dancer.
It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Diba?
It's silly.
It's silly. It's fun. Ayun. Sorry to the Nolanverse bros.
Now, is it okay to tell people that you hate a particular movie? What to do if you don't agree with a popular movie opinion? Ito ba? If you hate something, tapos universally loved yung movie.
Siyempre, meron kang jahe na.
Ako rin.
Hindi ko pwede sabihin. But, masarap yung feeling na kapag rewarding yung feeling na kunwari sinabi mo siya quietly, tapos merong nagsabi, ako rin, ayoko din yun.
Oo, ang sarap nun. Pero, sa gilid-gilid lang kayo. Di ba dati?
But that's the best feeling. Yung nasa gilid, it's parang, ako din, ayoko yun. Ganon.
Di ba may friends, marami akong friends na who are in the film industry.
Yeah.
Tapos nagkaroon tayo ng movie clubs dati. Meaning, uh-huh. mananood tayo ng mga movies na sabay-sabay. We're 40 people in the theater, di ba? Parang movie club.
Tapos thanks for including me.
Yeah. Pagkatapos nun, di ba, parang may discussion na 1 hour over coffee or nakatayo lang dun sa parking lot. Ako, masaya yun dati. Super saya. Pero, ang hassle dun kung parang ikaw hindi mo natripan yung movie tapos lahat parang, woo!
Eh, di ba nangyari woo! Yan last time? Like, almost the same people. Tapos, kakalabas lang ng The Batman sa HBO. Tapos, panood nyo na yung Batman, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos nilaglag kita. Si Wincy, yun, hate niya. Oh. Ang ganda nung reaction niya.
What?
What? Tapos, it's a fun conversation. Diba?
Hindi, ang okay naman kasi sa friends ko. Hindi naman nila mas fun yun eh.
Dun sa mga yun.
Yung mga naiba eh.
Dun sa mga yun.
Mature
but,
kasi.
No, but you have other friends na parang, what? You don't like it?
Oh, yeah.
You're missing half of your life. Okay.
Those people.
Parang mga kuwanti pa.
Mga sigay ang mga yan sa movie opinions. Mga talinong-talinong sa sarili. Anyway.
I'm so awesome. But anyway.
Ako tama. Ako good etiquette. Type for example ah.
Hmm.
Na-invite tayo sa movie premieres ng mga friends natin who are in the film and TV industries. Ang mahirap pa ron, pinanood natin yung movie na nandun sila.
Anyway.
Pero ako tama. Ako, ang taktiko.
Oh.
Kung hindi na mainit yung movie, doon ako maglalabas ng opinion.
Na
2 months after the movie, yung parang, guys, sorry. May pasintabi pa ako na konti. Guys, sorry. Hindi ko talaga type.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
May contrarian vibe ako, di ba? Like, I always kind of wanna poke fun. Especially if friends ko naman or friends mo naman na hindi naman.
Ay, yung mga asar lang. Parang, di, pangit yun.
Hindi.
Di, maganda naman.
Hindi, actually, opposite yung ginagawa ko. Yung parang, pangit ng Last Jedi, bro. huh, I actually liked it.
Hindi naman, pero hindi naman ikaw nag-iisa dun eh. Marami naman nagandahan sa
The
Last
But in a
year.
Conversation, it happened that all of the guys, like, I didn't like Last Jedi. Mm-mm. So I felt kind of, it's fun to say.
Mm-mm.
Na hey, you know what? I liked it. Yun.
Pero yun, tama. Proper etiquette is...
Oo naman. Huwag mo naman i-bomb. Na
basahin mo pa rin yung kwarto, di ba?
Oo.
Read the room. Tapos, huwag kang basag trip, di ba?
Yeah. And especially kung hindi tinanong.
Oh, usually, kung tahimik ka, yun, nagets ko. Kung ikaw yung tahimik sa conversation,
aasa
rin ako usually, ay, hindi na tripan ni Wincy tahimik. Oo.
Ganun na lang. Settle muna. And
tapos
kaya, them...
doon ka na lang ngingiti. Ngiti ka na lang. Huwag ka nang makisali. Or makinig ka.
Yun. Kaya, well, dun sa Instagram friends and followers ko, I hope I didn't feel, I hope my answer didn't feel like sa parang random na, tangay na naman ito, gusto ko yung movie, tapos pinost-post niya. May nagdanong naman sa akin.
Then at the same time, that's your feed.
Yeah.
That's your Instagram.
Ang dami kasing nag-react na friends ko. And like,
what?
Like, I really don't mean to, anyway, shit on your, on the things that you love, diba? Yun.
Tama.
Anyway.
Sige.
Pero parang mas notorious akong nagsasabi ng mga hate.
Ako, bakit tingin mo nagsasabi ako ng movie opinions ko to sound contrarian? Hindi naman.
Hindi. Actually, ano eh, bilang people pleaser ka, you end up just telling me secretly. Yun. And then we just talk for hours privately, I guess. Yeah.
Hindi, tsaka okay naman sa ating dalawa. Wow. Tayong pinaka-okay na couple.
Power
kung
couple.
Kung hindi pareho yung movie opinions natin.
Hindi tayo nag-uusap. Remember when we watched Captain Marvel?
Yes.
Hindi tayo nag-uusap. Nung kumain tayo, nagkaroon Captain Marvel. Literal, paglabas ng theater, di kami nag-uusap. So awkward. And then, kumain kami ng midnight snack, hindi kami nag-uusap. Kasi,
alam hate, namin na.
Hate ni Wincy to sobrang love ko.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Ayun. Anyway, so, okay, let's start. So, ganito yung gagawin natin. Ah. You state three movies that you hate.
Paano yun? Na-Instagram ko na.
Okay lang.
Okay.
In-depth
pwede ba akong mag-ano, addendum?
So, state three movies that you hate each. Tayong dalawa.
Okay.
Why do you hate it? Tapos, the other party would say, would answer, what does this say about the other's personality?
Gabi, may psychoanalysis shit.
Oo. Para masaya. Di ba, Pod Pals? So, kayo rin, Pod Pals, we wanna hear your movies that you actually hated.
Okay, yeah.
Na physical yung para manifestation ng hate niyo.
Para naman di kami, ano lang, parang,
okay,
hindi, kami, hindi kaming dalawa lang yung nag-hate dito.
Para hindi kaming dalawa lang yung makuyog, no?
Oo. Sali kayo.
Sali kayo.
Okay, ikaw muna, kasi
ako
alam
muna.
Na
okay.
I mean, most of our Pod Pals
okay.
Sort of follow me.
Okay, on. So my first one.
Oh, ikaw na.
Pasakalye, pasakalye. I like watching MMFF movies. You know that, diba?
Yeah.
Our first date, when we were dating, nanood kami ng Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Okay.
Diba? So Bad It's Good.
Mami, natatakot ako. Yung
and the first movie that we watched, post-pandemic was an MMFF winner.
I love that movie though.
Big Night. Pero ito,
oh.
Way, way back before the pandemic, I watched an MMFF movie.
Mm.
Na sobrang hate ko. Pero tinapos ko, in fairness, tinapos ko. It's a movie called Siargao. Directed by Paul Soriano. And starring Jericho Rosales. And how do you say her name?
Si Erich.
Erich Gonzalez.
Uh-huh.
Ayun.
Sabi mo maganda na pretty pictures.
Yeah, yun na.
Okay.
Actually, na-realize ko. Pinanood ko siya, I was such in a good mood.
Siguro bagong kain ka, ganun.
Bagong kain, 13-month pay, di ba? Sunday, naka-swimming ako.
Yung
tapos,
ano eh, uso pa yung, rarely do we see drone shot, I'm guessing.
Oh my God. Yes, yun, parang bago pa yung drone shot.
We drone my budget.
Pero yun, okay, why didn't I hate this movie?
You're not hating on Paul Soriano,
I'm not,
right?
I'm just talking about the movie. He's a great director, I'll say that.
Galing sa ilong.
I know, right? Anyway, sorry.
Hindi, huwag natin i-trash si Paul Soriano,
hindi,
the person.
Ito, I'm sure marami.
Let's just clarify.
Oh. I also work in the film, TV, advertising industries.
Mula
I'm sure lahat ng mga tao ro nagtrabaho ng matindi.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
They gave it their all.
Okay.
Pero still,
yeah,
I can still have an opinion.
Nagbayad no matter, ka.
Nagbayad ako. Hindi ako namirata.
Yes.
Tinapos ko yung pelikula.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, kahit naghirap sila, I can still have a say.
Yes.
I didn't trash it online, di ba?
Yes.
And kayo, if you wanna watch Siargao, go ahead.
Go ahead.
If it's your favorite movie, go ahead.
Sidebar niyan. Actually, dapat kapag sinabi naming ayaw namin or may narinig kayo ayaw nyo, I think weird if yung ayaw ni Wincy movie, di ko napapanoorin. Wag, di ba? Panoorin nyo pa rin. Form your own opinion.
Kaya nga ayaw ko yung mga movie reviews na sinasabi na
don't watch it.
Don't watch it. It's waste a waste of your money. Oh. Parang,
wow.
Di ba? Let them have their own opinion.
Yeah. I'll go.
Anyway, so yun. Okay, number one reason bakit ayaw ko.
Mm.
Alam mo yung mga movies na sobrang aiming to please everyone. Ito, yung movie, yung Siargao, tama ka, pretty pictures, Instagrammable. Parang nanood ako ng Instagram.
Okay.
Parang nanood ako ng, ano, ng vlogger.
Mm.
Tapos, tamang-tama pa yung character ni Erich Gonzalez dun ay vlogger.
Okay.
Tapos, ayun, pumunta siya sa Siargao. Tapos, parang, nako-confuse ako, anong, parang walang conflict yung movie.
But there are movies like that though.
Yeah, pero ako, yun na nga. What does that say about me? I look for conflict. I always look for conflict in the stories that I consume.
Okay.
Ito, conflictless. Parang puro ano lang, lakad-lakad lang, pretty scenery, drone shots, underwater shots, surfing shots.
Parang tourist video, ganar.
Yeah. Tapos, ako, I don't mind. Nagigets ko yung economy ng film eh, na may mga parts na do it for the tourism board.
Yeah.
Tapos meron din siyang environmental slant na parang, oy, mag-collect tayo ng plastics. Kasi baka maano yung mapollute yung ocean. So parang, ano to, dinala mo lang si Jericho tsaka si Erich dun sa Siargao. Tapos sige, magsalita-salita na lang kayo dyan. Ganun.
Then it's not a movie, it's a propaganda, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Na nakasali sa MMFF. Tapos, ayun, I felt empty after. Parang, pwede sige na busog yung mata ko, pero parang,
hindi naman physical na parang ako. Yung mga sagot ko kasi yun.
Hindi, ito, ano, ito parang physical naman, ikaw, siguro may napanood ka, you were seething with hate. Ito naman
like,
ako.
Oh, naka-clench ako eh.
Sobrang na ano ako, parang nakakomatose ako. Parang naka-dextrose ako.
Okay.
Parang, ano na nangyayari?
Sedated, ganun.
Ano na ba nangyayari dito? As in ito, pwede kong patayin yung volume. Zero volume. Tapos, ayun, screensaver.
Screensaver movie.
Screensaver movie. Ayun. So, ayoko yung mga movies na super vanilla. Tapos, opinionless. Yung lahat ng characters pleasant. Yun yung hate na hate ko. When all the characters are pleasant, they're all nice, wala silang angst. Wala silang reklamo. Wala silang opinion. Yun. Movies without an opinion, a strong opinion, I don't like. I hate.
Or without a stand.
Yes.
But what do you expect?
They aim to please. They aim to please so much, they ended up pleasing no one.
Yeah. And parang, I guess yan yung parang, ano yun, proto-toxic positivity, you know?
Oh, medyo. Pero yun, talagang shit. Ano, walang nangyayari. What's this? What is this?
Okay.
Tapos, it's ano, wala talaga, wala kang mararamdaman, wala kang makukuha tol. Walang insight. Sana pumunta na lang ako sa Siargao. Yun, tapos nag-picture-picture ako. Yun na.
Or nanon ka na ng vlog.
Oh. Hi, guys!
Okay.
What's yours?
Your first... I already posted it anyway. Shit. Please, huwag niyo akong... Ano? Huwag niyo akong i-hate. Okay, yung first movie that I absolutely hate is also... a Filipino film.
Nothing wrong with hating Filipino films, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Or hindi reason yun na I hate because it's a Filipino film. Oh, hindi ganun yun, okay. We're just categories lang. Anyway. So yun, hate ko yung Meet Me at St. Gallen.
By Irene Villamor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Starring Bella Padilla and yes. Carlo Aquino.
Who's your friend? Hmm? Sorry, Carlo. Anyway, ito yung pinanood namin ni Wincy. Tapos pagbukas ng ilaw, nakikita niya akong nakaklench ng fist. at naka-clench yung jaw. Kasi busit ako.
You are my sunshine.
Parang lahat talaga ng things that will make me cringe. Parang feeling ko, ano ba ito? Nag-social listening ba sila? Ano kaya yung mga things na magpapakringe kay CJ? Lagay natin lahat dito. Yun talaga siya. Mm-hmm. As in like...
Sample one.
Well, una, setup pa lang eh. Yung setup pa lang ng character ni Bella Padilla. Ano na eh, parang, you know, we started the movie and we started on the wrong foot. Yun talaga eh.
Kumbaga parang sa date, malinay na sabi ka agad.
Oo, malinay.
Opening line pa lang, malinay.
Oo, yung trabaho ni Bella Padilla ay isang graphic designer. So ako parang doble yung expectation ko dun kasi aware of, alam ko yung trabaho niya, ginagawa
alam
ko yun.
Alam
yung
a day
eh.
In the life of a graphic designer.
Alam ko
designer,
yun eh, oh. Diba? Tapos, pinortray siya as a misunderstood artist. And like, hate niya yung graphic design job niya. Cruel yung boss niya kasi pinabalik siya sa trabaho kahit pauwi na siya. Tapos galit na galit siya.
Inumaga siya sa trabaho.
Nakikita mo na yung, okay, I get it. Injustice. Parang employment abuse. Pero nung bumalik siya, tapos, sorry, hindi ko hate si Irene. She has good, other good films. But I would, parang at that moment, sana di mo na lang pinakita sa akin yung layout. Sana in-imply mo na lang. Para in my head, nag-rely na lang tayo sa imagination ko of what a bad design is. But when they cut to the screen, dun sa pinasa niya sa boss
studies,
niya. Tangin ako, ikaw yung boss niya, papabalikin mo siya eh. Like, no, bumalik ka dito. Hindi to
buti sana kung maganda yung ginawa niya.
Hindi to abusive. Eh. Ikaw din abusive ka din sa employer mo eh. Like, you, fine, you consider this a shit job. Well, you're doing a shit job too. So, for me, na-offend ako sa level ng values eh. Na, yung, ba't ka ba nagtrabaho dito kung ayaw mo pala? Diba? If you hate it so much, if you just want to paint and be, you know, I don't know, like some misunderstood cliche artist, huwag ka na lang magtrabaho, huwag ka magreklamo, di ba? Parang, it puzzles me yung characterization na ganun. Versus, let's say, ano ba yung ganyan na, yung dread of corporate and ano, what's a good example? Why?
The Devil Wears Prada?
Oh, bakit sa Devil Wears Prada na portray yan ng maayos or na exciting? Bakit sa Fight Club na portray yun symbolically and fun? Mm. I mean, I don't really like Fight Club but effective. Yung nagets mo, di ba? Ito parang sloppy. That's the worst. That's just one of the few things.
One of many.
Mas parang, and then Carlo Aquino, dressed in a Pink Floyd shirt, but singing an acoustic version of You Are My Sunshine? Really? Like, I cannot connect the dots. I cannot.
And you're actually a fan of that album, The Dark Side of the
Yes.
World. Yes.
Gets, I guess. Parang, nagka-characterization study ba tayo dito? Like,
tama yun. Tama yung sinabi mo. I agree. Kasi, like, yung t-shirt kung sa sidebar ah. Tama ka. Oh. Sa film language, di ba? You took some film classes, di ba? Mm. Na since hindi siya parang nobela na nakakapasok tayo sa utak ng character, i-externalize mo kung ano yung nasa utak niya through his costume, through his room.
Hindi ko mag-gets.
Gets ko.
Like, if papakantahin mo siya, if ang pipiliin niyang kanta dun sa parang video kay sa mall yun, di ba? Ah. You Are My Sunshine. Yes, I get it. It's probably royalty-free. That's why you chose
that
movie.
It's more than 50 years old. Yeah.
Then, wag mo na siyang ipag Pink Floyd na shirt.
Pero ano yung t-shirt mo na ipapalit? Kung yun yung
napakadali.
Ano?
Beatles.
Bakit You Are My Sunshine?
Expected eh. Yung parang same, ano yun eh.
Makaluma.
If you probably like You Are My Sunshine, you probably like I Wanna Hold Your Hand.
Lumang Beatles, hindi yung psychedelic Beatles.
Sige, lagay mo yung ano yun. Ano ba yung Good Morning from the Beatles?
Sergeant Pepper.
Hindi ka magsa-Sergeant Pepper sa kakanta kong You Are My Sunshine. Or ano pa bang, probably an Elvis shirt.
Ay, ah, ganun kaluma. Like, oo, tama, tama. I mean, gets, gets.
Opa, hindi naka Moira de la Torre t-shirt siya. It kind of makes sense, yeah, yeah, as well, I guess.
Meron pang ano, may free advertising pa.
Yun. So parang, ako parang talaga Pink Floyd. Talaga? Talaga lang, ha? Tapos nung nag-perform dun si, nasa Act 1 pa lang tayo, dami ko ng hate, diba?
Oo nga eh.
Tapos nung nag-perform siya sa stage, Pink Floyd yung shirt niya, pogi rock yung genre niya. Like, ayawang, ano to? Hindi ko mag, like, I guess frustration ko is when,
kung intimate yung knowledge mo dun sa, na dinedepict sa screen.
Oo.
Tapos, hindi ginawa yung homework, tama ba?
Or parang, ano eh, napaka-extroverted nung, or napaka, define, it's unfair for the extroverts. Napaka, tip of the iceberg, yung characterization, yung study na, ah, rockstar siya, o sige, kuha lang tayo ng random, ano, rock, I'll Google rock bands, oy Pink Floyd, ipiprint ko to sa shirt niya. Like, what? May ganun, tos yun, and eventually, parang, para sa akin, it's just romanticization of cheating, di ba? Romanticization of cheating. And
romanticizing.
Ay, sorry. It's romanticizing cheating. And with their meeting for three times lang, it gives you like a romantic but false sense of love. Tatlong beses lang kayo nag-meet. Yes, I get it. You like before sunrise. You like before sunset. Oh, na-fan ka na ni Linklater. Gusto mo nang gumawa ng carbon copy nito, but you don't have a budget. So you just brought all three movies in one. But, parang, what is this movie? Ganon. Yun.
Pero after rewatching it, did you rewatch it after?
Yes, I rewatched it again.
You still didn't like it?
I really don't like it. Tapos it doesn't help na may tinanongan ako na malapit dun sa gumawa. Tapos sinabi niya, ah, yung reference kasi sa character ni Bella Padilla is this painter who I really admire.
Mm.
Tapos ako, ha? Layo, man. Asan? San banda dun?
Baka cosmetically lang.
Oh, I guess. Or peg dun sa artworks. But as a person. Actually, yung character doon ni Bella Padilla, hindi niya nakukuha yung nuances ng usual. She's trying painter to be like a manic pixie dream girl or like cadet. Alam mo yun, space cadet.
Ah, tama.
Or parang yung ephemeral type of some Murakami girl, ganon. Hindi eh. Yun lang. Dami ko hate, no? But please forgive me. Anyway.
Yeah, but then again, they don't have to forgive you. Opinion mo to.
Yeah.
And this is our podcast. Kung naasan na kayo, kung favorite movie nyo to, turn on, skip nyo yung episode
like,
na to.
Skip nyo sa 15, pwede to nyo yung 15 seconds or 30 seconds forward. Yun. So, sige, I don't know what to reflect on myself. Baka mas ikaw yung makasabi. What does that say about me?
Well, it just says na siniseryoso mo yung trabaho mo. Sagrado sa'yo yung trabaho at sagrado sa'yo yung art.
Yeah.
Tama ba? That's it.
Oh. And if also, if you're gonna use art as a reference, you better fucking know it.
Yeah, and nalulumaan ka na sa konsepto ng Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
Yeah.
It's so 2000s. And siguro nagagalit ka na rin na rinoromanticize yung mga ano, yung mga meet cute na I'll see you one day.
Na-creepy talaga.
Na-creepy na yun, if you think about it. Na, and actually, psychologically abusive rin siya.
Mm-mm, di ba?
Mm. Mm. Kaya nga yung Before Sunset trilogy, okay na sa 2000s yun.
Yes.
Hindi na siya applicable ngayon.
Hindi na ngayon, no.
Na may internet na, di ba?
Medyo matatangahan ka na nga sa kanila dun eh.
Tsaka makikripihan ka
internet
na.
Sa internet. Hindi, tsaka ko iisipin mo ngayon ah. Oo. Parang, you
dati
know.
Dati gets ko, well, mahirap yung long distance. Mahal. Yeah. Diba? Mahal ang aeroplano. Pero ngayon, may FaceTime, diba? Iwan na natin yung period film na yung
yes.
Before Sunset, Sunset Trilogy.
Let's admit it. May random person sa train nakamukha ni Ethan Hawke. Eh, di kakausapin mo nga. But what are the chances na yung random person sa train na kinakausap ka ay kamukha ni Ethan Hawke o si Ethan Hawke?
Ako kahit hindi. Kahit si Brad Pitt pa yun or si ano, hindi eh.
Pag nag, ano kayo no?
Hindi talaga.
Hindi eh. isusumbong mo yun sa authorities eh. But anyway, we digress. Ay, hindi, sorry, last na. Actually, pinokfan na siya ng Modern Love. Si Lucy Boynton, tsaka si Kit, si HBO, si ano, si Jon Snow dude. May episode sila no, na parang meeting on a train. Tapos pinokfan yung genre na yun.
Eh, kasi nga, kapok-pok fan na ngayon.
Oo, oh, kasi ano na siya eh, trope na siya eh.
Oo. Yun. Tsaka hindi na nga siya realistic na yun.
Yeah.
Hello, Pod Pals. Commercial break. Yes, we got a commercial.
Sining Labin Siam of Benilde Theater Arts Program is having their third theater production entitled Orgullo Compound, written by Dr. Layeta Bukoy and directed by Jenny Lohico Cruz. This two-act play revolves around the story of Teofi Orgullo, the problem of his apartment compound, academic tenure, and intimate relationships wherein an inner battle unfolds leading up to self-determination and implosion of his environment. Join C-Lab and visit Orgullo Compound on July 29 to August 12, 2022. Open for streaming from 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. Tickets will be available via tickettome.net for 250 pesos.
Win a ticket to the Orgullo Compound by the Sining Labin Siam of the Benilde Theater Arts Program with these easy steps. 1. Follow at Telebabad Tapes on Instagram. 2. Share your favorite episode of the Telebabad Tapes podcast and why with the hashtag Telebabad Tapes. Number 3. Tag at Telebabad Tapes and at Podcast Network Asia. We'll be choosing 4 winners who will each get 1 ticket to the Orgullo Compound play by the Sining Labin Siam of the Benilde Theater Arts Program. Go listen to Telebaba Tapes and join the giveaway promo now.
Year number 2.
My number 2. Nako, ito. 3-in-1 to, 3-in-1. Pero sasabihin ko na yung title.
Ano?
Na 3-in-1 to pero yung entry ko ito.
Ha? Bakit 3-in-1?
Kasi magkakapatid sila.
Okay.
Pagpipinsan sila. Okay. Joker.
I fucking hate the Joker too.
The Joker ba? O Joker lang?
Joker lang pala.
The Batman. Anyway,
no,
so...
No, I like the Batman. Oh, anyway, go, so this Joker. Is your turn.
Joker. And yung 3-in-1 sinabi ko, yung mga kapatid niya. Ah. Logan, which you loved. I walked out on Logan physically.
Yeah, nag-walk out sa Logan.
And... The Batman.
Pattinson?
Matt Reeves, Batman. Mm. Yeah. Magkakapatid yan. Okay, why? Because it's joyless, it's humorless, it's bleak, at pagkatapos kong panoorin yung mga yun, wala. Gusto kong humiga na lang, tsaka hindi na mag-exist. And I understand may mga hindi lahat ng movies dapat mag-inspire, di ba? May mga movies. Sabi nga ni Richard Bulisay, the esteemed film critic, may mga movies na dapat malungkot ka.
Magalit ka.
Magalit ka. Madepress ka. Yes. Pero ito, I go watch superheroes to have fun and to be inspired. Yeah. Ayoko yung branding nung depressing movie na 1970s. Tapos sinama mo sa superhero movie.
Mm-mm.
Kasi ito gets, I'm a big fan of Taxi Driver. It's the one movie, Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver, it's the one movie that made me want to be a filmmaker. Napanood ko siya ng 20 years old, 19 years old ako. So parang the perfect time to be
true love.
Fall in love with vibe, film, di ba? Parang ganun. And wow, sige nga, maging filmmaker ako. So, Taxi Driver na panad ko when I was 19 years old on DVD. Parang, wow.
Oh.
Tapos yun, ginaya na lang talaga.
Kaya,
beat by beat.
You know, I get you. Kasi for me, parang, baka manood na Joker, na lang akong Taxi Driver.
Na mas maganda pa.
Na mas maganda pa.
Oo. Tapos, isa pa, ikaw nag-discuss sa akin ito after.
Oo. Oh.
Problematic siya actually for viewers. Mm. Number one, it romanticizes the incel problem.
Siguro yung saving part niya ay yung
saving grace.
Hindi nga grace eh, part. Hindi, siguro a good part of it is probably yung pinakita yung poverty and how it affects mental illness na nag-stop siya maggamot because he's poor. That part. I think magandang pinakita yun. But it went downhill from there.
Hindi, oh. Nagigets ko naman na parang fine.
Ano?
Isa director, Todd Haynes, di ba? Tama ba?
Ayaw ko.
Basta, with the director, gets ko naman yung ano yung intention niya na sige nga, maghanap tayo ng bagong angulo kay Joker. Now, what if it's realistic?
Ay, parang ano siya, di ba? Yung A Bad Day.
One
Rotten Day.
Pero nga, ako yun. Kung nanonood ako ng Joker, I expect him. Kasi si Joker, for me, hindi siya dapat depressing. Siya yung freedom eh. Ng tao eh.
Chaos theory nga.
Oo, na parang, that's why he's one of the most enduring characters in comic book history. Is because, nasisimbolize yung freedom eh. Ng, kung walang-wala ka na,
mm-mm,
may option ka na maging baliw and to feel free. Bahala na. Di ba? Parang ganun. Well, bahala na si Batman. Anyway, parang ganun. Gets mo? Na ngayon, na-embody na ni Harley Quinn na...
I love the emancipation.
Naisipin mo, di ba? Yung parang, yun, emancipation. It means
at
freedom.
At kasabay pa. At magkasabay pa yun eh. Joker tsaka Harley.
So parang, yung male freedom... yung let go of all your of all the pressures that society puts on you and be a Joker, di ba? Yun eh, yun yung symbolism ni Joker eh. Like yung si Jack Nicholson, nakikita, natatawa ka sa kanya, natutuwa ka sa kanya. In a way, hero mo rin si Joker eh, kung lalaki kayo. In a way na si Harley Quinn, hero niyong mga babae,
yes,
over Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Di ba? Si Wonder Woman constrains you eh.
No, she's the idea.
Exactly.
She's the male idea of what a good woman should be.
Exactly. Versus si Harley Quinn.
Riot girl.
Exactly. Liberated. The female persona liberated. Diba?
Tsaka anger, frustration. Tanya niya, babariling ko kayo lahat. Ganon. Yung anarchy,
kumbaga, there's
female
freedom
anarchy
in madness. Pero itong Joker nga. This is the most depressing movie I've ever seen. As in, malapit na ako mag-walk out nun. Tinapos natin. Dahil sinabi ko, baka, alam mo yung feeling na gaganda to. Gaganda pa
but
to.
It would have been a nice study. Sana pinush pa nila further, no? Na parang, may sinabi kayo na parang freedom from all that. Even men naman, ano eh, pressured by patriarchy eh. Diba? It would have been a good study of toxic masculinity, no? Yung freedom from it.
Tsaka ako, naasar ako, mas lalo naasar talaga ako. Kasi, kung ganun yung texture niya, ang dami niya, kung magaling yung writer, ang ganda sana.
Eh di pa, writer nito ay, siya kapatid ni Christopher Nolan.
Talaga?
Oo.
Jonathan Nolan.
Diba?
Halimut.
Anyway, pero maybe, we'll go, please
ito,
Google.
Ginamit niya yung taxi driver cosmetically.
Yes.
Gets mo?
That's why it's annoying.
Exactly. Hindi niya naintindihan niya. Sige, magbabasain natin yung ano, yung semento. Tapos, magbubukas tayo ng mga fire hydrant, di ba? Tapos, papasabugin natin yung neons. Oo. Tapos, mga bumbilya, ilabas dyan. Yung mga sampayan, ilabas, di ba? Yung taxi, kunin natin yung mga luma. Yung mukhang ano.
Cosmetic kasi.
Tapos yung damit ni Joker, hindi yung violet, yung pink na pang ano, pang Liberace, di ba?
Yellow, mustard.
Olive green na, ganun eh. Di ba? Tapos dumihan natin, dun tayo sa squatters area sa New York.
Tapos ang corny pa nung ano, ang biglang tapos tumele sa area pa siya nung may batang Batman sa huli. Parang, what is this?
Sayang, ang daming statement na pwede gawin. So, talagang super frustrating. So, yun.
Yeah, it is a frustrating
movie. Diba? Kaya hit na hit ko siya. And, you're gonna ask me if I rewatched it. No. I will not rewatch it.
Never.
So, yun. Oh. I do not like joyless, humorless movies,
mm-hmm,
movies that take themselves too seriously, I cannot stand it.
Kaya i-argue ko ngayon The Batman, I don't think it's taking itself, I think sobrang siyang self-aware. As in, sabi mo sa akin nun, ayaw mo siya, joyless siya. Tapos di ba nagtataka ka kasi, nung pinapanood ko siya, tawa ko ng tawa.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe iba yung point of view ko. Or naka-affect yung sinabi mong joyless. Kasi nung pinatugtog talaga yung Nirvana Something in the Way, tawa ko ng tawa eh.
Ako na ba doon?
Kasi parang, shit, emo Batman. Yung parang, ina, almost tacky eh. Diba? Parang.
Anyway, what's your second one?
Well, sinabi ko na rin naman, Baby Driver.
By Edgar Wright.
Yes.
Starring Ansel. What's his last name?
Si Ansel Elgort.
And Lily James, my crush.
Tapos and si Kevin Spacey.
Oh, dalawang problematic actors pala. Oh, Ansel si, and Kevin,
oh,
ano?
Diba? Parang, to si John Hamm. Well, I love John Hamm.
John Hamm's not so bad.
Yeah. Dalawang ano, no, predatory. But that's besides the point. I mean, it's an important point, but that's not why I hate the movie. So I'll bring the jump off point ng nung reactions ng friends natin who loved yung parang why do you hate it? I loved it. Actually, the reason that some of my friends, our friends, love it is the very reason I hate it.
Okay. Sabihin mo muna yung reason why our friends love it.
Ang ganda raw ng music. Ang ganda daw ng OST. And you've seen my face in the movie.
You were rolling your eyes.
Yeah, when they played the Smiths, roll eyes ako. Like, yes, I get it. The music is great. Diba? But the point, yun yung double-edged sword. Eh di sana nagpatugtog na lang tayo ng playlist. Sana nakinig na lang tayong music. Ba't pa tayo nanood ng movie?
Para i-visualize yung music.
Eh di nanood na lang tayo MTV. Nanood na lang tayo music videos.
Pero hindi ba siya mahabang music video?
Yeah, it is a long music video. So parang ako, ano ba tong Baby Driver? Playlist movie ba siya? Like, well, one, I thought it was so pa-cool. Kasi parang...
Ako precisely why I hated
sobrang
it.
Sobrang pa-cool, man. As in like... Pa-cool. Wala siyang embarrassing moment.
Wala siyang tenderness. Wala siyang vulnerability.
Tsaka, oo. Tapos parang lahat cool. Tapos, yun nga, yung music cool. Wala siyang baduy na song.
Ito, kung walang baduy moment yung bida mo.
Baduy eh.
Oo, kung super pa-cool, no?
Wala baduy.
Parang siya yung classmate mo na naka-shades indoors. Tapos, yeah. How are you?
Oh. Like, tapos, it's the Coldplay of movies.
What's a Coldplay?
Yung, it's so people-pleasing. But hindi, mali. Hindi siya the Coldplay of movies eh. Basta, anyway, sabihin ko sana, the Arcade Fire of movies. But, alam mo yun, lahat talaga cool. Tapos, yun nga, walang vulnerability. Good. And yun nga, it relied so much on the music. Na, don't get me wrong, I love the music. I love the OST. I love the songs used in Baby Driver. But you know, yung coolness niya, or yung ganda niya, or yung enjoyment watching the movie is borrowed from the songs. Had it not be because of the songs, is it still a good movie?
Mm-mm.
Diba? I mean, double-edged siya. Pwedeng i-argue nung creators na no, the music, I'll say like a very cliche, cliche statement. Yung, the music is also a character. Pero parang...
Hate ko yun. Hate ko yung mga ganun. The location is also a character.
The third character is the city.
The camera is also a character.
Yuck!
Cliche! The city is another character.
Baduy! But anyway, yun. So parang... I get my friends. I get why you like it. I get that you love the OST, but it's also the same reason why it's the movie is not good.
Pero wait,
for me.
Gusto ko lang mag ano lang. I wanna counter you.
Ano?
Kung cool ba yung movie, pa cool yung movie. Automatically na ano ka na. Na
medyo parang kailangan
off.
May mukhang tanga moment or like
dito, Quentin Tarantino movies. Those are cool.
Hindi, nakakatawa sila ng konti eh. May...
Sige, magbibigay ako ng example. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's a cool...
No.
As a bagay. Olatz nga pala si Leonardo
DiCaprio. Oo, naiyak siya. I mean, olatz siya dun eh.
Olatz siya, oo nga.
May struggle nga siya, laos na siya eh.
Maski si Brad Pitt pala, di ba? Nakala mo, ang macho-macho. Tapos yung bahay niya pala, van lang.
Oo, walang ganun. Alam mo yun.
Kinakain niya lang instant noodles.
Yes.
Parang, okay. Tapos compared to mayaman niyang boss, no?
Yes.
Okay. Gets ko. Eh, yun yung wala sa Baby Driver.
Ano, may attempt. Kasi diba, hindi naman
siya.
Mayaman. Hindi siya mayaman, diba? Tapos bingi siya. Pero yun nga, pakulpa din eh. Yung parang, nagigets ko naman na maybe in-avoid nila na porke handicapped siya, kawawa na. But you know, he can be a little charming?
Di, tsaka ako, yung handicapped siya, parang character quirk lang. Parang, sana, beyond that, hindi na yun yung characteristic niya dapat, di ba?
And,
ang laos na nung ano, ito rin, sorry, pet peeve ko yan, yung, anong character niya? Bulag siya.
Oo.
Pilay, ano, may ano siya, may hearing
problem
siya. Or meron siyang limp. Hindi. It's not, doesn't make a character.
Or sana, dahil bingi siya, na-experience ko how it is to be also deaf. Through his point. Kaya yun naman yung purpose ng movie, di ba? Maka-empathize tayo. Sana naka-empathize ako sa kanya, di ba?
I appreciate na handicap nga. Or PWD yung main character.
Mm.
Pero like, I watched movie starring Carlo Aquino and
maganda yun, isa pa with feelings.
Isa pa with feelings. Ang galing kasi ano siya? Mute.
Oo.
Pero maloko siya. Yung practical joker siya. Parang 'di ba usually yung nasa utak natin because of pop culture,
kawawa.
Kung mute parang tahimik,
kawawa,
hindi ganyan. Hindi maloko. Uh-oh. Ito parang practical joker na.
Mm. I mean, di ba? May tao siya. Hindi siya parang
kaya nga,
caricature.
Sinasabi ng mga fiction writers ngayon, representation nga, na sa PWD characters.
Mm.
Don't focus on yung may crutch siya or may yung isang mata niya may eye patch, di ba? Sana isipin mo tao lang siya.
Yeah. Pero, on the other hand, sana nga maintindihan mo how it is to be deaf. Ano yung challenges na i-humanize nyo. Hindi parang, it's just another character quirk. Anyway, your third.
Okay, my last. Mm-hmm. Ito, you would agree with me.
Uh-huh.
Ito talagang, ako, yung pinapanood natin to.
Mm.
Alis na ako, sinasabi ko, alis na tayo. Hindi
ano
na kaya to? Gusto ko na mag-walk out, tapos sasabi, hindi, tapusin na lang.
Ito.
Tapos, ano pa tayo? 10:30 screening pa tayo to.
What's this?
Tapos yung projector pa yung, hit na hit ko yun eh, yung projector mahina. Yung...
Eh, pag Ayala Malls, Ayala Malls ba to? Ayala Malls madilim eh. Oh.
Blade Runner 2049. Oh my God.
Well, I also didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, ako, ito naman.
I actually hate ko siya.
Hate ko siya. Super hate ko siya. It's one of the hatest movies ever.
Me too.
And ito, number one, for this...
Pun intended, me too.
Yeah. Why I hate it? Simple lang. Sinabi mo ko, yung baby driver, masyadong pa-cool. Itong masyadong pa-deep. Tapos, yung pa-deep
sobra.
Niya. Yung pa-deep niya, yung pang-English, English high school English teacher deep. Alam mo yun?
Hindi man college. Tama, high school.
Nagigets mo, yung parang, kulay red yung ganyan niya kasi madugo. It represents the blood in the snow. Parang,
yeah, I mean, it's pa-deep, but in a way, it's not. Diba?
If you think, tapos, isa pa, it's pa-deep na nga. Tapos, it's unintelligible. Alam mo yun?
Kasi nga pa-deep.
Hindi. Okay, yung may pa-deep na nagigets ko eh. Like, ito, for example, I like Terrence Malick
yes,
films.
Yes, Tree of Life, ganyan.
Diba?
Uh-huh.
Or yung, may isa siyang, The Thin Red Line.
Mm-hmm.
Violent scene na nagpapatayan sa gera.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, Panto, animal na nanganganak na madugurin.
Mm.
Parang, okay, medyo pretentious. Sige, pretentious. Pero, nagets ko yung parang, death is violent and birth. As birth is violent.
Eh, pero ganun naman si Terrence Malick.
Hindi, oo nga. Oh. Pero ito, hindi ko nga, sobrang pretentious, hindi ko nga ma-pronounce pangalan niya. Denovue.
Mali. Denis Villeneuve.
Oh, yun.
Villanueva lagi yun.
Villanueva na lang.
Racist.
Basta yun.
Denis Villanueva na lang.
Tapos, ang bagal. I don't like, ito, I like some slow movies, especially yung romantic.
Or Love Diaz. Fun
okay
naman
lang.
Eh.
Yeah. Hindi, this is the Love Diaz of science fiction films.
Parang hindi. Parang mas papanoorin ko pa yung Love Diaz.
Oo. Pero yun, so, And wala akong napulot talaga sa characters. What is this? What am I? Abstract. Parang ito yung pampatulog ko na movie.
Hindi. I'm sorry.
Pampatulog ko to.
Parang unpleasant pa siya eh.
Tapos lumabas pa si Jared Leto. No. Sira ano, na yung araw.
Oo nga. Nakakasira ng araw si Jared Leto.
Lumabas si Jared Leto. Talaga sira na yun.
Alam mo, lahat talaga ng pupuntahan ni Jared Leto, pretentious na movie eh. No?
Eh, method actor nga siya.
Pero yun yata yung sinasabi niya sa agent niya eh. Pag nakita mo yung script na pretentious, ilagay mo ako dyan.
Oo nga.
Ganon.
Tapos mag-ano, no? Hindi ako kakain ng 30 days, no?
I will be so fucking unhealthy and toxic as a person. So I can...
Pero ikaw, ano yung ma-add mo? Why didn't you like it?
I have so many opinions on Blade Runner 2049. Well, nag-argue kami ni Chard dito. Kasi, yeah, he liked it. And he kind of pointed out, parang, oh, sige, sabihin ko muna yung why, yung thesis ko, why I don't like it. The movie is so violent and bad towards women. Like, si Joy, yung si Ana de Armas na hubotobad, na malaking billboard, nagets ko na yung, okay, high school reflection paper. It's the commodification of
sex.
Women. Ah. Diba? Pwede mo nga siyang, in a way, medyo on the nose na parang deep ba to or literal?
Parang, oh, hindi. Tsaka yung pagka-deep niya nga pang high school
na. Parang literal nga. Yung parang, pwede ko bilhin. Tapos hologram yung babae. Tapos pwede ko siya i-program ng anyone that I need. Yung parang, ano ba to, deep or literal shit? But anyway, it has a problem with women. The movie was cruel to all its female characters.
Even Mackenzie Davis's character.
And even Robin Wright, na siya na nga lang yung character na strong female dun eh. Second to, hindi strong si Mackenzie dun. Si ano, si Robin Wright na lang, pinatay pa siya. Mm-hmm. Pinatay pa siya violently. So parang, in my head, it's so violent towards women. Women were objectified. Sinasabi naman ni Chard, nag-release ng statement si Denise
Villeneuve.
Denise Villeneuve na actually mindful daw siya sa, kasi yung Blade Runner before was really also bad with women, di ba? Parang android nga sila. So, mindful pa siya niyan. Na gusto daw niya i-portray na, yeah, you will be, commodification nga daw of women. And ano, and cruel talaga. Yung, kumbaga, intentional daw yung cruelty. Especially, di ba, nung dumating si Jared Leto, di ba, yung, nung tinignan niya yung bionic woman na walang womb, parang pinatay niya, worthless. So, for me, parang, yung uneasiness daw na nararamdaman ko is maybe the point. But for me, yeah, I'm uneasy. But towards the end, no woman won. Walang justice for that.
Para siyang the anti-Mad Max, no? Fury
Oo,
Road.
Parang nagigets ko na sure, make me uncomfortable. But be clear with your point.
Or ako at least, kung may crimes against women, give me a victory. Kahit maliit na semblance of victory in the end.
And parang, sige, you're being literal, tapos bitin, na parang, no, I just want to show the violence against women. Isn't that already a reality? Hindi ka ba magkakaroon ng point of view na yung mga lalaki mo, magigising ng slight? May, alam mo yun, parang, you're just saying it's wrong. That's it. Pero, point of view, una-una, point of view siya nung character ni Ryan Gosling. So, siya yung nakaka-witness nung commodification ng women. Wala tayong internal thoughts ng mga female characters. You don't know their motivation. You don't know what their experience is. Again, ano sila? Objects pa rin sila. Mm. Kahit na sinasabi mong kinocommodify sila, what are we gonna do about it? Diba parang,
so physically, nag-react ka rin sa kanya na parang, after the movie, anong pakiramdam ng katawan?
Nakakasuka siya. Parang,
actually, ako
disgusting. Parang,
as in, ako pagkatapos kong panoorin yung Blade Runner, ayoko nang manood ng kahit anong movie muna.
Like,
ganong level.
Ako parang, I'm so confused. Kasi,
I gave up on cinema when I watched.
Grabe ka na.
Dito to.
Ako sa situation ako na ganun. Pero, I gave up on MMFF.
Okay.
Pero hindi, we'll always watch. We just need to rest. But the point is, parang, you disgusted me with how women are portrayed. Tapos walang ano, parang
walang balik.
I walk out in the theater just disgusted.
Ako rin.
Like, what do you want me to do after this? Well, parang, hindi, kasi diba tama ka, tama rin si Chard na merong mga movies na it's meant to make you sad, it's meant to anger you. Pero, ano eh, clear sa'yo kung bakit ka angry. Clear ka kung, clear yung, parang kakampi mo yung movie when you walk out of the theater na, yeah, sad kami pareho ng movie. Galit kami pareho ng movie. Ito parang binisit niya lang talaga.
Oo, yun mismo. Nambubisit na movie lang
binisit
siya.
Binisit niya. Hindi parang pareho tayo, ha? Nabibisit
tapos
tayo.
Tapos sana may parang may kapalit sana yung kabisita niya na parang ito magandang action scene to. Nabisit kayo. Ito magandang action scene. Lang. Pero hindi. Wala. Naglalakad si Ryan Gosling sa corridor. Parang 10 minutes na siya naglalakad.
Ano,
sakit
ba,
na ng mata ko, nahihina ako.
Doon sana hindi talaga siya friend. Hindi mo friend yung movie. You don't walk out they're knowing the movie well. Parang ganun. Parang,
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What's your last one?
Ang dami magagalit sa akin. Actually, tinanong nung Podpal kung ikaw daw ay ano daw yung tingin mo sa movie na to.
Ano muna?
Kung pareho daw ba tayo. Okay, my third and last hate movie.
Oh.
Actually, this isn't the last. This is the third. Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Another Edgar Wright movie.
Edgar Wright hater.
Starring Michael
Cera. And... Oh.
Okay lang kung papanood sa'yo yung Shaun of the Dead.
Baka ma-save baka mo si ano. Ma-save.
Tsaka maganda yung huli niya. Actually, pwede na yung huli niya.
Last
with Anya,
last
night at in Soho. It's not so bad.
I still have questions about that.
Anyway, I'll go. Hindi, ako rin. Actually, not the biggest Edgar Wright fan.
Yung parang, yeah, I get it. Fast cuts are really aesthetic. I get
alam nyo guys, mag-Sam Raimi na lang kayo.
Uy, Sam Raimi talaga.
Di ba? Lolo
film. Gusto mo si Edgar, naaaliw ka kay Edgar Wright, manad ka Sam Raimi.
Oo.
Di ba?
Lolo with the heart eh, no?
Hindi, tsaka si Sam Raimi embraces...
Yung hindi siya pa cool.
Oo, hindi siya pa cool. He's just doing what he wants.
Tsaka yung fact na, sige, fine, sabihin yung baduy ako. Baduy yung Spider-Man ko, di ba? Or lolo na ako.
Todo siya, I love him so much. Anyway, ayun, I hated Scott Pilgrim. Like,
understandable.
Do you hate it? Tinatanong nung what, ano eh.
Good question. I wanted to really, really like it.
But?
I hated it too.
Yay.
As in, napagod ako. Ako yung premise pa lang na 7. Talagang na 7 evil ex-boyfriends. Talagang pagdadaanan natin to. But why not just 3? Diba? 3 is the magic number of fiction. Diba?
Oo eh.
3 Goldilocks and the 3 Bears. The 3 Kings. Diba?
Oh, but yun yung 3?
But 7?
Hindi, but more than that. Sobrang problematic ng lahat and it bothers me because ang dami kasing video essay na dinedefend yan eh. Na, yes, it's problematic but this is what you should take from it. Parang, okay, trying to save it. But, yung sinasabi kasi nung mga parang Scott Pilgrim apologists, ay study daw siya of not a good person, like bad characters.
Which,
not bad characters, bad persons.
Which may mga movies naman na ganun yung intention, na nag-work.
Yes, ito hindi. Hindi talaga. Unang-una, binida mo siya. Yung treatment mo ay game. Diba? Game.
Therefore, makakarelate ka agad yung
bida.
Siya yung protagonist.
Siya yung bida. Sinabi mo agad na masama siya, pero bida siya. Versus, let's say, ano ba yung parang...
Taxi driver.
Yes. Alam mo yun, yung... May moral grayness. Ito, parang...
Yung sa taxi driver kasi parang sinasabi ni Scorsese, ito masama tong character na to, wag niyong tutularan na.
Oo,
magiging
very
cautionary
clear.
Tale to.
Yes. So si Scott Pilgrim, if you're saying he makes bad decisions, he makes bad calls, ganyan. Ano siya, bad person siya. Pero hindi rin siya good character. Tsaka yung point of view ng movie, ay confused. Like, brinand mo siya agad na bida. Tapos, on the title pa lang, Evil Ex-Boyfriends, for me, parang, wait, bakit binary? Maybe that's the point, na parang wag mong i-antagonize yung ex-boyfriend and ex-girlfriend.
Tsaka porkit ex-al, masama na kaagad.
Oo, pero hindi eh, di ba? Throughout the movie, masama sila. Parang, yung agets ko, masama talaga sila. Like, sana man lang binali na initially, in-expect niya bad, pero hindi bad talaga through and through. Parang, it's just so caricature.
Tsaka and, ako pa, last na, yung may totoong journey rito, hindi naman si Scott eh.
Oh.
Si Knives.
Yes.
Siya yung may decision
actually,
to make.
Actually, si Knives for it, me yung
bida. The movie should have belonged to Knives.
Yeah.
It should be called Knives versus Scott.
Yes. And
diba?
And Knives is the real hero. Protagonist yeah, I thought, here. But, I mean, as an Asian
yeah, exactly.
girl, for me...
Na-abused.
Okay, unang-una, high school si Knives. 20 plus si Scott. Na uh-oh. Slacker as fuck.
Uh-oh.
Diba? Na meron lang siyang mediocre band. It's not even mediocre ata. It's bad. So parang nothing about him is admirable. Tapos nag-cheat pa siya. Just because may parang mas cool white girl. For me, ang messed up nung racist din siya in a way. Racist siya, diba? Like my ex, tsaka ano din siya. Homophobic din in a way. Kasi mm. diba yung may mga ex si Ramona na
bi-curious.
Na lesbian.
Now he's bi-furious.
Na, diba? Na Indian. Parang, teka lang ah, if this is a fucking white boy who's moping around but doing mediocre shit and he feels that the world is against him, parang, excuse
actually,
me.
Actually, he's one of the worst characters nga in fiction.
Alam mo, kung totoong buhay yan, si Scott Pilgrim, siya yung mga nambabaril ng bata sa States.
Oo, mismo.
As in, ganun siya, buisit siya talaga.
Or yung mga nantotrol ng mga ano, nantotrol ng
mga... QAnon yan. As in, like, kaya kasama yan ng Proud Boys, he's probably a supporter of Trump. Like, he's a gross character. He's a gross character. Tapos yung movie, niromanticize pa yun. Ginawa pang cool ni Edgar Wright. So parang, this is so problematic.
I think the problem with Edgar Wright na, ang mission niya lang palagi, let's do this because it's cool.
And let's make it pretty pictures.
Oh, yun
fast
lang.
Cuts.
Parang, why do we do things? Why do we live to be cool?
Actually, nung sinabi mo na, if you like fast cuts, watch Sam Raimi na lang instead of Edgar Wright. If you like funny, cool, jokey, as in like goofing around pero artsy, eh di manood ka ng Taika.
O fast cuts din si
Taika. Diba? Mag-Taika ka na lang kaysa mag...
Jojo Rabbit.
Just watch Taika Waititi than Edgar Wright. Sorry. Like...
Talagang Edgar Wright hater ka pala. No?
Oh my God. I hate Scott Pilgrim so much. And he won the girl at the end. It's so... Oh, frustrating.
So anyway, guys, haba yung usapan namin.
Oh,
this is a subject that we're very passionate about. We love movies.
Please don't hate us after this.
We love movies so much that if there's a movie we hate, we really have to talk about it.
Yeah.
So yon, Pod Pals, those are 6 movies that we really hated with a passion.
But yon, I guess we're not saying don't watch those movies.
Yeah. And kung trip nila yung movies na yun, go ahead.
And
please explain to us bakit nyo nagustuhan yung movies na to.
And it's not, kunwari, this isn't snobbery, I would like to think. Parang, I guess, the realization here is, I guess, kami ni Wincy, nagbabond kami over movies we hate. Meron siyang, ano, meron siyang social reward eh, di ba, na, yes, we hate it together. Or,
no.
I mean, it's knowing what we hate. But, of course, if you love the things that we hate, hindi naman yun dapat grounds na hindi tayo friends, diba?
And also, like, okay na mag-disagree. Masaya mag-disagree.
Yes. masaya mag-disagree. And it's, I think it's fun to discuss why you like it, why you don't like it. I mean, it,
case in point, Captain Marvel. I still hate it.
I love it. As in, every time my Marvel movie na lalabas, lagi ko sasabihin na it's, I still like it. Ito pa din yung parang top three. Nasa top three pa rin siya. Yun. So parang, I love Captain Marvel so much.
So anyway, Pod Pals, so we'd like to hear from you also.
Kumbaga, dapat yung friendships natin or relationships natin and loyalties natin, hindi naman siya naka-base sa things we like and hate. Eh. Di ba napaka high school or napaka grade school nung we're friends because
oh,
we like
oh, you didn't like Pulp Fiction. I don't like you.
Yeah, di ba? Parang, you're not one of us. You don't like Edgar Wright. Like, okay. Let's move past that ano barkadahan thingy. Diba? Na parang we don't have to agree on the films or songs or series that we like. In fact, mas nakaka-enrich ng friendships, I would like to think, is when we disagree, when we don't like the same things. And it also helps na kunwari kami ni Chard, there are movies I like that he hates, vice versa. And ang rich nung conversation namin. Kasi parang na-open yung mind ko. Tapos minsan, ang compelling nung sinasabi niya, I'll give it a watch again, a rewatch. And then, oh ano, nagets ko si Chard.
Parang, and at the same time rin, napapractice yung skills ko for empathy. Na parang, hindi ko siya nagustuhan, pero nagustuhan nung friend ko na to. Oh. The blank friend. Bakit niya kaya nagustuhan?
Diba?
Oh,
naiintindihan ko na.
Kasi siya yung character na yun.
Mm, ganun, diba? I mean, it's fun. Yun lang. Don't hate us after
so anyway,
this episode.
Thanks for listening to our episode. We'd like to hear from you. What are some movies that you actually hated? Please share it.
And why?
And why, yeah. And why? Yeah. Please share your movies.
Tsaka safe space naman yung ano, yung Talibaba tapes.
Yeah,
Facebook
share it on our
group.
Group.
So, no judgment to.
No judgment to at baka ma-feature pa kayo sa
Spam.
And now, we move on to our special segment for our dear listeners.
Yep. Podpal answering machine. Okay, so this is just, well, our last episode just had one comment. I don't know why. Baka nagsisink in pa sa Podpals yung ano, yung
and
topic.
It's a controversial topic. Na. Understandable.
I don't think controversial. Parang mas sensitive, I guess,
sensitive,
sa topic.
Sensitive, yeah.
Yun. So,
we understand naman why.
Yeah. So, okay. So, we just had one comment. So, ano to? Ano ba tawag doon?
By default. Who you are.
By default, ikaw yung Pam. Anyway, medyo mahaba to. Pero, ang insightful nung sinabi niya. So, sabi nung Podpal natin, ka-pressure talaga yung unang comment, lol. Nagsulat talaga ako ng draft bago ito ilagay dito. Kasi medyo may pagka... Ay, sorry. Medyo may pagbubuhat ng sariling bangko. Yun yung ano niya, pasintabi niya. Yung contribution niyang or suggestion niyang misconception ay quote and unquote, sayang ka naman. Yun daw.
Ay, naririnig ko yan.
Oh, yun. Basically, the most misconception of saying sayang. So, lagi ko to naririnig whenever sasabihin ko na bakla ako. Also, thank you for sharing this with us, di ba? I mean,
for opening up.
Yeah, hindi naman required kasi sabihin, di ba, kung ano ang sogi. But thank you for sharing it with us. We feel honored. And thank you for trusting us with that information. Ayan, sabi niya, context. Hindi kasi ako closeted. Pero dahil maaga kong na-realize na hindi ako maganda as a trans woman, wala akong feminine features. So, nagsettle na lang ako na magmukhang lalaki. So, yun yung kanyang gender expression.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan. Also, through the course of time, it has been proven and tested that people are taking me more seriously if I have an image of a serious and masculine male. Rather than a flamboyant gay. That's misogyny. Diba? I can still be flamboyant and even use gay lingo, pero when it comes to work or any business transaction, I have to, quote-unquote, switch on my serious masculine image.
May code switching, no? Na nagaganap.
Eh, kasi nga, ano, yung napaka...
Pare. Di ba si Roderick Paulate? Kaya, pare, kumusta pa?
Para igalang ka, di ba, kailangan lalak, ano, masculine lang. Which is kind of sad. And so, minsan, may mga transactional or business convo na nag-overlap sa personal na bagay. And I do feel the need na sabihin na bakla ako to draw the line. And there goes the, sayang ka naman. Which baffles me every time. Like, kailangan ko bang maglapag ng mga achievements ko sa life to prove na hindi ako sayang? Though I have a hunch na sinasabi nilang sayang cause most likely I will not procreate, so therefore sayang.
Well, katulad nga nung na-discuss ni Det noon, no? Parang yung factor na tinitake into consideration kadalasan to be a productive member of society is
pag-ihetero.
Your reproductive capability. Kung kaya mong magluwal ng bata.
But the thing is, ironic siya kasi yung people...
Madali magluwal ng bata pero mahirap mag-provide para sa...
Hindi, pero yung people in power, ayaw nilang i-approve yung policies that can allow LGBT, the LGBT community to be united.
Totoo.
And to reproduce.
Through science.
Diba? Ayaw nila. Kinukontra nila. Pero sasabihin nila, sayang kasi hindi makaka-reproduce. Ano ba talaga? Day. Ang gulo-gulo nyo. Ayun. So, and then, sabi niya, also, I guess, not exactly a misconception, but another question na binabata sa akin is, paano kapag tanda mo? Segway. Kami
naririnig ko yan. Naririnig
tayo
ko
din
yan.
Naman na, ano, na child-free. Lagi din yan sinasabi na paano pagtanda mo. Parang incapable ba akong alagaan ang sarili ko? Kasi bata pa lang ako, maliunaw na yung vision to live in solitude. Probably may alagang pusa habang nagdidilig ng maliit kong garden na puno ng herbs and spices. That's a nice life. I want that life.
Yun,
oh. I do recognize naman na may possibility na magkaroon ako ng dementia or kung ano mang sakit kasama ng pagtanda. Pero gusto ko maging age positive at maging productive up to the last minute. Parang Jack LaLanne level na namatay at the age of 96. At bago namatay, nakapag-workout pa, nakapag-house chores pa. And like he did all his usual morning stuff, then namatay afterwards.
Uy, sana all.
Why?
Sana all.
Galing niya, no? Yun. Tapos, sabi niya, so medyo OA yung awareness ko sa self-care. And it goes for all sexes, LGBTQ or straight, na pinili na hindi mag-involve sa isang relationship. Solitude is fine. At maraming options para tumanda ng mag-isa at masaya. Actually,
ganda.
Ang ganda ng
sabi sobrang niya. Ganda nun.
Na parang, in a way, ang fake din ng motivation for relationships nung conventional culture, no? Na parang, mag-aasawa ako kasi gusto kong may kasama lang ako. Kasi natatakot ako
at
mag-isa.
At gusto, magkakaanak ako para may mag-alaga sa akin.
Napaka self-centered.
Dementia ako.
Ang self-centered and also, napaka hindi niya kilala yung sarili niya. Yung parang, it's self-centered but it lacks self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba parang sinasabi niyang hindi ka enough para mag-survive. Therefore, go get another person to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's so strange. Yun. But thank you for sharing that. Sobrang insightful.
Yeah, sobrang ganda.
Diba?
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed this episode. See you on our next one, episode 84. Same Talibabad time, same Talibabad channel. This is us, CJ and Wincy. Bye.
Bye.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Talibabad Tapes.
Same Talibabad time?
Same Talibabad channel. Bye.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TALABABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.